Sechte Yomim. Mishnah. Shivas Yomim Kaidim Yom HaKippurim. Hey, 7 days before Yom Kippur is Mafrishin Koyen Godol Mibeisai. They take the Koyen Godol away from his house to Mekayim a Mitzvah's Prisha. We'll see in the Gemara, we learn out from Sukkim, that there's a Mitzvah Poshet Midiraisa, that 7 days before Yom Kippur you have to take the Koyen Godol away from his house, and we bring him Lelishchas Parhadrin. We bring him into the Beis HaMikdash, into a special room called the Lishchas Parhadrin. The Gemara will explain why it has this name, what is Parhadrin, how did they get this name. The core point of the Indian is, let's see Rashi, Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippur, is Shekol HaVoidish Yom HaKippur Einuk Sheri Eloboi. On Yom Kippur, you're only allowed to have the Avoidah done with the Kohen Godel. To the Yalav Bahurius, the Perek Basra, the Yosivik of Yom HaKippurim, the Kippur HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oisoi, it has to be with the Mashiach, means the Kohen Godel. The Gemara Mafarish Lo Mafrishin. The Gemara will explain why we Mafrishim. So one of the Ikka mitzvahs is, the Ikka Indian is, he has to go away from his wife. Because Mibes HaPosh means his wife, he should not be with his wife for 7 days. Because we're afraid maybe his wife will be a Nida or a Sophic Nida, and he'll be boiled with her, and then he'll become tummy for 7 days. And then he won't be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Therefore, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we'll Mafrishim him from his wife, and he should go into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Lishchas Parhadrin. And the Gemara will dash him Sukkim why. So Rashi said, Lishchas Parhadrin, Kach Shemo, this is the name of this Lishcha. The Gemara Forish, Loma Nikras Kain, how did they get this name? Umesakinon loy koin achar tachtov. Now, after this mitzvah prisha, we also do a second thing. We set aside another koin godol. Tachtov instead of the first koin godol. Val sheme yara baibsul. Maybe something will happen on Yom Kippur, he'll become a Valkyrie, or become Tomei, or he'll stop doing the avoid in the middle, and then the avoid is only kosher with a koin godol. So we prepare another koin godol just in case something happens to the first koin godol. Rashi says, Umesakinon loy. Umezaminan koin achar, liyas koin godol tachtov. Im yara boy psul keri, oy shar tuma, hamakvim milovu lemigdash. If anything happens to the first Kohen Godel, he won't be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah, so we'll have another Kohen Godel prepared, he'll be able to do the Avodah. And the Gemara goes through, we'll see in the Barichas in the Gemara, how do we maman of the second Kohen Godel? He can't have two of them, and he can't be maman him on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara goes through, we make a tenoy, and we'll see in the Gemara how we maman the second Kohen Godel. We prepare a second Kohen Godel. Now the Mishnah doesn't say for the second one also a mitzvah's prisha, that we have to take him away from his wife also for 7 days. So the Mefarshim speak out, like the Tos Yishonim, when the Sakinon loy koyin achar tachtav, we set aside another koyin godol. So he says all it means is, lahaskin loy bigdei zov kimidosai. All it means you have to prepare for the second person, this koyin godol, make sure he has begodim. He has the special bigdei zov that the koyin godol wears in Yom Kippur, and it should fit him. That means we prepare before him. Could there mean of the kamon? It shouldn't be too long, it shouldn't be too short. We have to make sure he has the exact size. We also teach him to be careful now, don't become tummy. So he says, but with the second Kohen Godel, we did not separate him, take him away from his wife for the 7 days. As even though it's a mitzvah to be mafresh to Kohen Godel, but that's not likuva. If we didn't do it, he could still be a Kohen Godel on Yom Kippur. So therefore, since this is only a chash, that something may happen to the first Kohen Godel, so it's enough that we set aside a second person to take over. But we don't have to do this mitzvah prisha to the second person. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af isha cheris, misakin and loy. For the first Kohen Godel, we even prepare him a second wife. Why? Shema Thomas Ishtoi, maybe his first wife will die on Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur. And the Pasuk says, Shenemar, V'chipe ba'adoi u'vad beisoi, that he has to have a kapora on Yom Kippur for himself, u'vad beisoi for the sake of his house. What does beisoi mean? Beisoi zu'ishtoi, his wife. So mashmi, he has to have a wife. If a Kohen Godel doesn't have a wife, his avodah is no good. So we're afraid maybe the Kohen Godel's wife will die on Yom Kippur. Therefore we prepare for him a second wife. And exactly how you do this, I can't have two wives, the Gemara goes through also. We give a get on a Tanai. It's only a Tanai in that Lu Yitzu, the first one dies, then the second Kedushin is Chal. Because to make Kedushin on Yom Kippur, you can't. So Gemara goes through how you make the Tanai. Omru Loi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kain En Lo Dav Soif. If you're afraid that maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife will die, there's no end to it. So you have to be Mafresh a second wife. Maybe the second one will die. A third one will die. There's Ein Soif, how much Latif Masakin. So they hope we're not afraid. The pshat is a cheskes chai. since right now his wife is alive, we have to nemar, the Mestam should be alive tomorrow also. And this much we don't have to prepare a second wife. Mashenka, in the first halacha, he asked him to, that we are afraid maybe you become puzzle, maybe you'll become a balkeri, maybe something would happen, that's shchiach. So therefore we do prepare another kohen in case something happens to the first kohen. But to prepare a second wife, that much we're not afraid. Like Rashi says, Ein odav esoif, shema gamzu Thomas. If you start to worry, maybe his first wife will die, maybe the second one would also die. And Ein odav esoif. And the pshat is, we're not afraid that they'll die. Because there's a cheskes chai. That's not shchiach for them to die. Mashenka in tumah, that's shchiach, that we prepare a second kohen gadol. In the Gemara. Tanan Hosam, we learned over there, Mishnah in Purah, Shivas Yomim Koidim Sreifas HaPurah, 7 days before the Kohen that worked with the burning of the Purah Duma, is Hoyim Afrishin Kohen HaSarif HaSaporah MiBeisai. They used to also, there's a mitzvah prisha for the Kohen that's going to burn the Purah Duma, we used to separate him 7 days before that from his house, from his wife. Lelishcha Shal Pnei HaBira. We used to bring him into a room in Asher was in the front of the Beis HaMikdash, Tzvayna Mizrachis, which is on the north east side of the Azorah. Or the Lishchas Beis Evin Hoysenikras. This room was called Lishchas Beis Evin, a house made out of a stone. That's where it was made. So Rashi says, Reifa Sapor means Poraduma. Shalpnei Abiru, Lakam Maforish, my Biru. What does Biru mean? That means the Beis HaMikdash. Tzvayna Mizrachis, the Mikzoya Mizrachis, Tzvayna Shal Azorah Hoysa. It was on the north east side of the Azorah. That's where they had this room set aside for the Kohen that's going to burn the Purah Aduma. Now here it doesn't say Kohen Gadol. It just says Mafreshin Kohen HaSarif. So Mafreshin speak out, it's a Shaila, it's a Machlekes in the Gemara, if you need a Kohen Gadol for this or not. So he speaks out, the Toysi Shonim, Mafreshin Kohen HaSarif HaSaporah. Omer Rabbeinu HaZokin, Dein Ladadik Midatoni Kohen HaSarif Demari B'Kohen Hedyit. The Churat Sarayi, you do not need a Kohen Gadol to burn the Purah Aduma. Otherwise it should have said Kohen Gadol. Even a kohen head, you could do it. He says, no, maybe that's not a diyek. So, Achinami, you have a tony kohen oived, avoid you a mel kippur, lo ha yamask a kohen godel. The mashma shapi kohen yadu a sorif, or yoived. Vafilu im a kohen hedjit. Means mesufik. It could be that maybe you do need the kohen godel, and the reason why it says, like kohen ha sorif, if you do with that special kohen that has to go burn the poraduma, we have to be mafreshim 7 days in advance. But it's a machlokes, it's a shaila if you need the kohen gadol to burn the Purah Aduma, or could a regular kohen burn the Purah Aduma. But whoever's going to burn the Purah Aduma, he has to be separated from his wife 7 days before that, before he burns it, and they bring him into the lishcha to call the Beis Evin. For the Gemara of Olomo Nikra Shema Lishcha's Beis Evin, why was the name of the special room where they put this kohen called the Beis Evin, the room made out of stone? So the Gemara, Shakol Mai Seho B'Kli Galolim B'Kli Avonim U'B'Kli Adoma. That all the work they used to do with the Purah Aduma used to be done with special type of kelim, that these kelim don't have a shame clean again to Mekabel Tumah. The Ilchus Tumah, these kelim will not be Mekabel Tumah. And since the Purah Aduma we want to do B'tayra, we would have to use these special type of kelim that cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Therefore they used to use Kli Galolim. Rashi says, Galolim, Rashi called myself Shapara, Kli Galolim, Tepiya Boker. What comes out of the animal. They used to make kelim from that. Before it's Tobim Lochis. And that's called a kli, that's not makabel tumah. Kli avonim, who are then a kli made out of stone, is also not makabel tumah. Of a kli adoma. What does kli adoma mean? Rashi says, shein asuyin ke kli cheris, bekivshin. It's the same type of material that you make an earthly keli, a kli cheris, but the only difference is that kli cheris is called after it's put into the oven when it's baked. Before it's put into the oven to bake, then it's called a kli adoma, which is not called a kli filchus tumah. It's not makabel tumah. Elimin hadoma hi. Shukevin rock, it's like a soft evin, v'chokekin u'mimeno kelim. And they hollow out space inside to make a kli out of it. Rakoponim, they used to use special type of kelim for the Purah Aduma, that these kelim are not makabel tumah. So since they used to use kelim of evin, therefore this room that they set aside this kohen to prepare the Purah Aduma was also called the room of Beis Evin. Like to make a heker, you're going with a place now that's not makabel tumah. And so he speaks out that Shakol myself a kli avonim. So he says Dafka bielu zayin ayomim. Only these 7 days shall sreifa saporah. Abo b'shas kiddush. But later, after they burnt the Purah Aduma and they put the ashes into a keli with kli mayim chayim, hotnam aperakay masech taporah bechol hakeli mekadoshim. For care, if you're allowed to use any type of a kli, v'yafilu begli galolim. If you had a kiddush, you could use a kli galolim. But for sure, if you could use other type of kelim also. So because the pasuk says Mayim Chayim Akeli, so it's a chiddush. I would think a kli maybe is only a kli that's makabel tumah. That's a chiddush. No, even these type of kelim, kli gelolim, kli adama, even though they're not makabel tumah, but they have a shem kli negate the kiddush of the meichatis. But that's not the only type of a kelim. You could use any kli you want. You could use for the kiddush of the meichatis of the paradumim. The Torah says that's what the Gemara means. Kol ma'aseh only means b'shas t'sreifa. It's these 7 days and the ois d'inyan of burning the parah, any type of a kli you needed was only made from this type of material. But later, after you had the yeshid and you put it into the water, that could be in any type of a kli. Where it says, my timer, how come they made this special zehirus to use special type of kelim when they were oisek and being burning the parah aduma? So the Gemara says, kivun that's full yoyim kosher b'parah. Really made the by the parah aduma, even if the kohen is a tful yoyim, that means the kohen, let's say, touched the sheretz in the morning, and then he went to the mikveh. So after he went to the mikveh, he's tor, but he's called a tful yoyim. For a certain dinim, he's still called tamei. Negeit the parah aduma is kosher. A tful yoyim could also burn the parah aduma. The Tanan we learned, mitamim hoyu hakohen aseret es haparah. The kohen that used to burn the parah aduma, they bedafka would know this kalis that they were matam him that day. They made him become tamei. Toysa says Abad only means a tumah with rabbonin, or Toysa shonin. So he metam him a tumah with rabbonin, and then he went to the mikvah. So he was called a tful yoyim. The bedafka wanted that a tful yoyim he should be the one to burn the paraduma. Why? The parumat vilo noisay and then put him into the mikvah. Lohaytzi meliben shel tzedukim to go kineged what the tzedukim used to say. Shai oimim the tzedukim. Those are the people that don't learn Torah Shabbat. Didn't learn Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat. Not Torah Shabbat. They used to say the Me'urve Hashemesh Hoysanasis. They used to say the Paradum is only kosher after the Kohen went to the mikvah and he waited to have a Shemesh. As they held that Tful Yoyim is possible to do the Avoida, can't burn the Paraduma. So to be mighty, to show them that they're wrong, they were Badafka Mesakin, that the Kohen that went to burn the Paraduma was Tomei that day and he went to the mikvah, and before Harash Shemesh, they let him burn the Paraduma. And since they made this little of a kalus, that the Kohen burning it is a tful yoyim, is tkinu la rabbon. Rabbonim made other takonis that any, what keli, what type of utensils do they use, is kli galolim. It has to be a keli that comes out of the tzviei bok, or the shmutz that comes out of the animal, kli avonim, a stone, or kli adama, made out of this earth before you baked it. The leilakabli tuma, that these kelim are not called kelim legeit hilchas tuma. They can't be makabu tuma. Ki hechid al lezaz lebo. They made this chumrak that people shouldn't come to do a zilzul, be mazalz in the paraduma. As once they made this ksas kula, that they let the kohen become tummy that day, and then he went to the mikveh, he was a tful yoyim, so if they're noig with a tful yoyim, they're afraid maybe they'll be noig other kulas. So they had to make certain chumras to no, no, only this one thing we're doing, we're letting the tful yoyim burn the paraduma. But everything else, we have to be very careful not to be matama the para. So therefore, the kalim we use was special type of kalim, that these kalim cannot be makabal tuma. Rashi says, "Gehechad alazal lebo." Loyma, people should not say, "Hoy lo tful yoyim kasher b'parah." Since the tful yoyim is ladder work, burn the paraduma, and tzarach liyaz reason bo b'shmiras tyra. We don't have to watch ourselves so much not to be matama the paraduma. Lekach also bo milas harba. Therefore, they made a lot of chumris le tyra v'zu achas men. They made a lot of chumris to be knowing a lot of tyra with the paraduma, and this is one of them. The people should not learn out from this. For the mora maishna tzvoinim mizrochis. How come the special room, this lishcha, that was called the Beis Evin, where they used to put the kohen 7 days before he burnt the paraduma? It was, where was it located in the Beis Hamikdash? It was on the northeast side of the Azara. How come with Sfeinim Mizrachis, why the northeast side? Kiva on the Chatesi. The paraduma, the Torah calls it a Chates. The Chates Tunat Sfeinim. A regular carbon Chates that you make the Shchit in the Azara, where do we do it? We do it on Sofen side of the Mizbeach. Uksivbo, and so therefore, since the paradum is also called the chatis, we have to put the lishcha at least on the north side. It's even though the shchita of the paraduma was not done in the azara, they did it in the hara mishcha. But I call upon him, since the Torah calls it the chatis, it's doima to another korban chatis, that there the shchita has to be done sofeino. Uksivbo, there's another pasuk by the paraduma, el noichach pnei oyomoid. That when you used to make the hazois of the dam by the hara mishcha, you used to be facing towards the base of Migdish, and used to spritz the dam el noichach pnei oyomoid, which the pesach of the oyomoid, which are on mizrach side. So therefore, mizrach tzofeinon, that's where they used to have this lishcha to remind himself he's being oisik in a para aduma. Is kino la rabbon and lishcha tzofeinim mizrachis ki hechi de lehevi lo hakeira. That's why Rabbanan set aside this special room for the Kohen on the east north side. To remember him, it's al Sfoino, because it's called like a Chatis, and Mizrach, because the Mizrach side was they used to face to spritz the dam of the Paraduma. And Rashi says, Kivun the Chatisi, Chatis Nikra Shenema Lemain Nidu Chatisi. The Torah called the Paraduma Chatis. The Chatis Tunet Sfoino. Rashi Chatis Hakravis means a regular Chatis that you bring on the Mizbeach. Is Nishchotis Petzofen. The Shechita was done on the north side of the Mizbeach. For Loisha Zutu Nitzofen, not that the Paraduma needs Tzofen. Shereihi Nishchotah Bahar Mishcha. They used to make the Shechita on the Paraduma, not even in the Beis Hamikdash, nor on the Har Mishcha. So it just means that since the Torah calls it a Chatis, we make it on the north side, Zeich LeKorban Chatis, Oksiba Paroi El Noichek Pnei Oyo Moed Bahazoas Doma. When you used to spritz the dam, the Kohen used to stand on top of the Haramishcha, and used to stand up there and look and be able to see inside the Pesach of the Heichel, which is on the east side. So therefore, they had this room set aside on the east-north side. He's all these 7 days that this Kohen is there, he has to make sure he knows he's here for purpose to take care of the Paraduma, and he should learn the halachas to make sure he'll know exactly how to burn it b'tayra. Right, my bira says, what is this lashon of bira? Before it said that this we put this Kohen asarf as a pora, mi beisa utekim lishcha shal pnei habira, which is like in the face of the bira. What is the bira? What does the lashon bira mean? Is Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mokem Hoye Bar Abayis, it was a place on the Har Abayis, or Bira Shemai, a special place on the Beis HaMikdash, which was called Bira. Resh Lakish Amar Shloka says no, Kol HaMikdash Kulai Kruya Bira. So all Beis HaMikdash has a general name called the Bira. Shenem Mar Apostle says by David HaMelech, HaBira Asher Achinoisi, that is the Bira means the Mokem for the Beis HaMikdash that I prepared. Like Rashi says, "Habira Sharechi Noisi, Asher Zimanti, I prepared that Mokum. Asher Zimanti La Mokum, Gorin Aroina, Liv Noisa Boy, the place to build the Beis Hamikdash. V'David Kamalei, Laikra V'Divri Hayomim." So, kids, so the Habira here means the whole Mokum of the Beis Hamikdash. That's called the Bira. So, this place was on the north-south side of the Azaram. That's where we had the special Lishcha called the Beis Heaven, where they used to set aside this Kayin 7 days before he burnt the Paraduma. How do we know these two halachas? The halacha of our Mishnah and the halacha of the Brisa from the Mishnah in Torah. That 7 days before the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah of Yom Kippur, we take him away from his wife and we bring him into the Beis HaMikdash. And who are then the mitzvah of this Kohen burning the Parah? Do we take him away from his wife 7 days before and bring him into the Beis HaMikdash? How do we know this mitzvah Prisha? The rest of the boy Prisha Yom Kippur LePorah. How do we know these two mitzvahs to be perished the Kohen that takes Kohen Gadol and the Kohen that burns the Paraduma? Omer Rabbi Minyumi, Bar Chilkiya, Omer Rabbi Mechasiya, Bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Yechnin, Omer Akroa, the Pasuk says by Miluim, Kasher Osa Bayoim Hazer, the same way it was done now, Tzivu Hashem Lasois Lechaper Aleichem. Kodesh Baruch gave it Tzivu, we should do it for other times also. Tzivu Hashem Lasois Lechaper Aleichem. Now, Kasher Osa Rashi says, there's going on by Miluim. There's going after the 7 days of the Miluim on the 8th day, it says, Shetziva oisam lifrash mi beisam zayin yomim. Hey, 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before the 8th day of Yemei Meluim, the 7 days before that, there was a mitzvah prisha, that the Kohanim had to go away. Shenem, the Pasuk says, U Pesach oyel moyed teishvu yomim v'layla. They should sit in the oyel moyed for 7 days. U vashmini avdu. And on the 8th day, then they come and do the avoid in the Mishkan. Shenem, avahi v'yom hashmini koro. Uksiv korav elam esbeich kasher sivo lasis ledoris lifroi zayin lefnei avodas yemechad. Here we learn out that the Torah says lasois means ledoris for the future generations. There's also such a mitzvah that before you do an avoda for 1 day, 7 days before that you have to separate yourself and come into the Beis HaMikdash. Hey, just like by Yom HaShemini, for 7 days before that the Kohanim had to go away and stay in the Yom Moed. Who are doing this at Tzivu L'Doris, there'll be a time that for a special Avoidah, you have to separate yourself 7 days before you do that Avoidah. So the Pasuk is again, Omakrom, Kasher Osa B'Yayim Hazir, the same way we're doing today on the 7 days of Yemei Meluim, before they did the Avoidah on the 8th day in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is Tzivu Hashem Lasa, Hashem gave it Tzivu, it should be done in the future generations. L'chaper aleichem. Now we darshin la'asois elu ma'isapur. That's what the pasuk says. Tziva Hashem lasois. From the word lasois, we learn out that there's a mitzvah by the ma'isapur. That the kohen that burns the paraduma, he has to have this mitzvah prisha 7 days before, and he has to be separated from his wife and to go to the Beis Hamikdash. L'chaper. The pasuk says l'chaper aleichem elu ma'isiyom ekipurim. Learn out from the word l'chaper that the mitzvahs of the Kohen Gadol that does the avodah on Yom Kippur, he has to have this mitzvah prisha 7 days in advance. He has to go away from his wife and come into the Beis Hamikdash. So from these two words of lasis and l'chaper, we learn out these two mitzvahs for the paraduma and for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The more bishlei makule krobe para alay metukim. It's I understand why this pasuk cannot only be talking about the paraduma. Why l'chaper ksiv? The pasuk says lasis l'chaper aleichem. You have to have a kapora of forgiveness. Now a poro lav bas kaporhi. A paradum itself has no union of kapora. The paradum is not even a real korban. You don't make a shchit in the Beis Hamikdash. The whole purpose of the paradum is today to have the ashes that will be able to make the mechatis to be metaya people that are tumeya mesim. But the actual shchit is no kapora involved in the paraduma. So pshit when the pasuk says lechaper, it can't only be talking about the paraduma. That's very good. Elo Eima Kule Krob Yom Kippurim. But why don't we say though the whole pasuk is only talking about Yom Kippur? Let's say only the Kohen Gadol, he has this mitzvah prisha 7 days in advance before Yom Kippur, he has to go away. But maybe the pasuk Bechal is not talking about the paraduma. It's maybe last day Slachape, both of them is going on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara Amri Yalev Tziva Tziva. I learn out of Xerah Shav the word Tziva Tziva. Ksiv Hoch, it says over here by the Pasuk of Miluim, Tzivu Hashem Lasis. Ksiv Hosem, it says over there by Midbar, by the Pasha of the Poras HaParaduma, Zois Chukas HaTero, Asher Tzivu Hashem Lemur. It says also, Loshin Tzivu Hashem, is Ma'al Halen Pora, just like by Zois Chukas, the Tzivu Hashem means in the Paraduma, is Afkan Pora. Here also, Tzivu also means Paraduma. So we learn now from Miluim that there's a mitzvah Prisha by the Paraduma. Umakan Prisha, Aflalam Prisha. Just like by Miluim, the mitzvah was to be purged 7 days before they did the Avodah, who are then, but the Paraduma did the mitzvah's Prisha. 7 days before you go to burn the Paraduma, you have to step, go away from your wife, and go into the Beis Hamikdash. Fredimor vi Eimor, Tziva Yom HaKippurim. Maybe no, you have a Xerah Shav here, Tziva, maybe this Tziva is also talking about only Yom Kippur. So maybe we're only learning out from the Miluim, only Avodah Shem Kippur needs the Prisha. Maybe Tziva does not come for the Paraduma, maybe it also comes for Yom Kippurim. The Yechsev, it says in the Pasuk by Yom Kippur, Vayaz Kashet Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe, that they did exactly what Moshe told them to do. So it says in Loshin Tzivu Hashem by Yom Kippur also. So maybe this whole parsha is only talking about Yom Kippur, and Bechlal, the Kohen that brings the Pora, doesn't need a Mitzvah Prisha. Have the Gemara donon tziva d'lefnei asiyah mi tziva d'lefnei asiyah. We learn that better lashon tziva that it says before the avodah, before the mitzvah. From another place it says tziva before the mitzvah. That's by paraduma and by miluim. Both when it says tziva Hashem, it says Hashem commanded them to go and do something. It says the mitzvahs later. It says first the word tziva, then it says the mitzvahs what to do. We ain't done, but we're not going to learn out tziva d'lacher asiyah. He says, last pasuk by Yom Kippur, here it says, Vayaz kashet tziva Hashem. They already did everything Hashem told them. So the Lashon tziva Hashem goes after they already did the mitzvahs. So we're not going to learn out such a tziva Hashem. V'yein donen tziva delachar asiyah, a tziva that it says after they already did the mitzvahs, mi tziva et lefnei asiyah. From the word tziva that it says by Yimei Meluyim, that they were talking about tziva Hashem to go and do the mitzvahs. So therefore, it's more mistarva than Lashon Tzivu Hashem that it says by Meluyim is coming to be marba paraduma. Because by paraduma it says Zeis Chukas HaTorah Asher Tzivu Hashem Lemer, and Kesed it says the mitzvahs of how to do the paraduma. And who adin by the Meluyim also kasher also b'yem hazeh Tzivu Hashem lasas tachaper lechem. It says further with Tzivu Hashem, and then it says they did the mitzvahs of the avoda. La'afuke here when it says Tzivu Hashem by Yom HaKippurim, it's talking about Evayas. They already did all the mitzvahs. Kashet Tziva Hashem. So since the word Tziva Hashem comes after the Asiyas of the Mitzvahs, we don't learn out this word Tziva from the word Tziva before. For the Gemara, V'eimo Tziva de Kavonis. Good. So you want to say, killing out the word Tziva means Avoid Hashem Kippur, but how do we know it means the Maisa Paraduma? Maybe it means B'chol Kavonis. V'eimo Tziva de Kavonis. is before any kohen goes to do an avodah of the korban, maybe he needs a preacher also. He has to go away 7 days before and come into the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi b'yemot savod a kabonis lahatzra kol kohen hoeved ba mikdash preacher la kabonis sibur. Maybe any kohen, when he comes to do an avodah of a korban sibur, he has to be separated 7 days in advance and live in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the Gemara, because the pasuk says, "Ba'yoyim tzavoysoi es bnei Yisrael." Kosh Baruch Hu commanded bnei Yisrael to do the mitzvahs of the karbonis. So it says, "Loshin tzivoy by the avoidus of karbonis." So maybe all any kain that does the avoida has to have this mitzvah prisha. It says, "Ba'yoyim tzavoysoi." And the Gemara, "Donon tziva mitziva." No, we learn out better the word tziva that it says by Meluyim and it says by the Meister Paraduma loshin tziva. We don't learn here by Kabonis, it doesn't say Loshin Tzivu. It says by Yoim Tzavoysoi, a different type of a Loshin. Even though they mean the same thing, but since it's a different type of a Loshin, we'd rather learn out Tzivu Tzivu, Paraduma from Yimei Meluyim. For the Gemara, my Nafkimina, good, they sound a little bit differently, but they mean the same thing. What's the difference? We can still make a Gzeira Shova, even though they sound a little bit different, as long as they have the same meaning. For Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. For Tanya, the day Rabbi Yishmael, one pasuk says v'shev hakoyin, another pasuk says ubo hakoyin, and we make a gzeira shava one to the other. Zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. We learn our talochet when it says one pasuk to the other pasuk. This is talking about if you have a neger in the bayis that you have to go knock out the wool to get the neger out of the wool. So we learn now when the kohen comes to look, we learn our halachis from one pasuk from the other pasuk, even though they're not the exact same word. But since they have the same meaning, v'sheif ha-koin or bo ha-koin, you could make a gzeirah shava one to the other. Here also, the word tzavoysoi and the word tziva, since they mean the same thing, we should be able to make a gzeirah shava. So how do we know to learn out from the miluyim? To paraduma, maybe learn out that every koin that does the avoida by korban tzibur needs prisha. Now for the Gemara Poshit, hani mili, when do we make such a gzeirah shava, like it says, O'tam the Rabbi Shmuel, heicha the leka the domilei, when we have no other words to use to make the gzeirah shava. There's no two words exactly alike, so therefore we use the words already v'sheiv and ubo to learn out one from the other. Avol heichod ikod de domilei, but when you have a choice of to make a gzeirah shava, and two words are exactly alike, and one is not exactly alike, then the svar is midi domilei yafinin, it's more mistabra to learn out from paraduma, from the main meluyim, which they both say the exact same word of tziva, rather than to learn out from the word savoisoi, that's not the exact same word. So mele, hani mili hechad leka the domilei, av hechad ikad the domilei, but the domilei afinen. It's more mistabra to learn out mid the domilei, tziva tziva. So therefore we learn out the paraduma, that has the mitzvah prishol, like it was by the main meluyim. Rashi, zui shiva, zui bia, lodang zeir shava, we're learning out zeir shava here. Ze mi ze, one from the other. Ze shiva choylitz, v'koytzeis v'tach, it just like over there, when the kohen has to come to see the neg in the house, he has to knock it out and tach and get the cement out. Is av bia chilus for kaitz v'tach. When the other pasuk says av bia, when he comes to kohen godlin to the house, not the kohen, also chilus for kaitz v'tach. It also means that he has to knock out the neger from the wall and get out the cement also. So you see, you could make such a gzeirah shava. That there it is. That's when you have nothing else to learn out from. But here, where you have a tziva tziva, that's a better gzeirah shava than savoisei. At the Gemara, another kasha. No, we say now lechaper. So that's good. So that's how we're coming out. That for sure, from the word tziva Hashem, we're learning from tziva. We're learning out it means paraduma. That paraduma has the mitzvah prisha. Now lechaper, we said before, elo ma'is yom kippurim. That means on the kohen gadol, there's a mitzvah prisha 7 days before he does the avoda. For the Gemara, v'ema kapara de karbonis. Maybe it doesn't only go on the avoidus yom kippur. Maybe it goes in any carbon. Again, any kohen before it brings the carbon, maybe it's a mitzvah prisha. It just says lechaper. So maybe it means veim kapor the kabonis. And the Gemara miyadin and high kohen misrami. If you want to tell me it goes in any kohen that does the avoidum, we don't know which kohen to separate. Do we know which kohen is going to do the avoidum? There's no halacha which kohen can do the avoidum any day of the week. It's only one day a year on yom kippur. We know it's only kosher with the kohen gadol. But throughout the whole year, any kohen that wants could do the avoda. The boyle priesthood will be able to say this kohen has to be set aside. For the Gemara, Amri alam alon, like why not? Ni boyle priesthood lekule mishmeres beisav. There's halachas. They separated the mishmeres of the beisav. They're special base of every day of the week. They're special kohanim that could do the avoda that day. Every day of the week has different kohanim. Say nechnami. Every single beisav, every single kohen that knows by
and on Monday, Tuesday, evening.